Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
If you need to get somewhere by
9, now that we're back, you got to be leaving at 8.
If you have to get somewhere by 9.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be late. You're better off being early. I left there's no way that you're going to be fucking late.
I left at 8.15, gave me 45 minutes, got here at 8.45. So the half an hour was sweet.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe if I get there early, I'll have a coffee, which is how it ended up turning out. It's just, I feel like sometimes...
You're here in half an hour. It took me 45.
Yeah. Some days are just worse than others, bro.
I know, but you're coming from over the bridge.
Yeah. Mate, the bridge is still, the tunnel's still humming. It's still working its fucking ass off.
Yeah.
There's no congestion at all in the tunnel yet.
Tunnel's still doing its job.
It has been performing to its absolute peak, and I'm proud of the fucking tunnel and the bridge because they're going the big lift. I don't know why that is. Most people aren't back in the city yet.
If you want to talk eyes up footy, building that bridge at 7 lanes is eyes up footy.
In the 30s, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking eyes up.
That is eyes up. It's like,
how many lanes do we need now? We probably need 2. Literally, north and south. But in the future, I reckon, if I'm just having a guess, they might need more. See, we've lost that ability, Tom.
Yeah, we have.
I'll point your attention to the M5, which carts a fuckload of traffic. They built it 2 lanes.
Do you think that that
2 lanes wide, they said. M5, 2 lanes. They've had work, and then they've had to extend it at biblical cost. They should have added another 2 lanes, made it 4.
Do you not think...
Because I'll have to extend it
can
again.
Can I tinfoil hat it that they go, we want to have to upgrade this thing in a couple more years because it's another building contract. We're going to shortwall one of our mates.
I don't think so.
Do you just think they're that fucking short?
Mate, the cost is biblical. They're fucking selling off assets left, right and centre to pay for this shit. I think it's fucking short-sightedness.
But it's another announcement they can make. If they're just getting little bits done quickly, that's, I reckon, better for them than taking
a
long time.
That is, like, has nothing to... You reckon that a government is looking after the interests of its fucking, of a future party 40 years down the track? No fucking
not 40 years. No, no way. Definitely not 40 years
when
down the track.
When did they build the
M5? No idea.
Dave, you looked that up. But mate, they're not fucking adding lanes every 4 years.
No. You're right. It's much
they
more
don't give
a
fuck. We don't give it, like, humans don't give a fuck about people in the future, really.
No. Except the people that built the Harbour Bridge.
Except them. That's why they're such visionaries.
Yeah.
That's why they need to be applauded.
The only people that have ever cared about anyone in the future is whoever the fuck built the Harbour Bridge.
No one else gives a fuck.
No.
Like two lanes, one lane.
Yeah, fuck
lanes.
It. Let's fuck do one lane.
Shut up.
2001 it was finished in.
So 20 years. That's not.
But, you know, I guess.
And it would have been signed off 4 years before that. So call it fucking.
Approved in 97.
There's no way. They're not like, mate, we're looking after that government too.
25. No. You're right. It wasn't more about the government. It was more, in my mind, which it doesn't really make sense when it's across that much time. But just like going, oh, well, we'll need to revisit this thing in a few more years. And we'll just get fucking some contractor to pay me a shitload of money to pick them. Like every time they get a contract for something, I just assume that they're on the that rooster's paper bag vibes.
Well, I think in the moment they are. They're like, because we fucked up and didn't build enough lanes, we've got to add more lanes.
So may as well make a little
I'm going to make a little cheeky cha-ching, ching, ching on the side.
A little chingy underneath.
A little chingy, chingy. Where is chingy?
Where's chingy, Dave?
What, is that a place?
Oh,
we're old, dude.
You don't know who Chingy is, bro?
I love the way you do that, right? Is that Chingy?
Yeah. Okay. I like the way you do that, right?
Chingy was at the top of the game.
Chingy loved, like, the early 2000s. Were so kind to Chingy.
Can I say this? I thought Chingy and T.I. were the same person.
They look very similar.
That'd be racist. But no, I just thought that they were the same. And I thought that T.I. maybe made, like, a change.
Wasn't T.I. a bit later?
Yeah, but I thought that T.I. was Chingy.
Oh, you Chingy... became T.I.
Yeah.
That's
Einhorn and Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn's a man.
Chingy reinvented himself.
As T.I.
Yeah, I can see that. Because Chingy doesn't really...
Chingy stopped.
Yeah, but Chingy's a very early 2000s name.
Dude, Chingy was glory days.
I don't think you can carry Chingy on...
Forever.
Forever. Chingy went on a US tour this year.
Oh, Christ.
He's still going. Still getting he's into still his going. Work.
What at fucking clubs and pubs.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, though. That early 2000s life with the rappers, with MTV, or we've been through it. I'm not going to get back into it, but just like golden age of living. Early 2000s, Chingy into his work. So we're saying that Chingy and T.I. are not the same person, Dave?
Most certainly not.
Okay.
Yeah. Life was good when Chingy, when you woke up and fucking...
Right, Thur. And was it, we've been chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my baby at the Holiday Inn.
It's just good stuff. Mm. They're just, it was so unapologetic. Yeah, I'm going to sing like this.
I'm going to sing about the Holiday
Singing
Inn.
At the heart, chilling at the Holiday Inn. Like really me nasally.
Me and my baby at the friend.
Really nasally.
Lil Jon?
Yep.
Yeah. That was a track. Yeah, was a fucking slapper. With Usher?
In the club with my homies.
It's like Nelly Furtado and shit back then as well.
Well, see, Nelly reinvented herself. She was I'm Like a Bird, Nelly Furtado. Then she was Timbaland, Nelly Furtado. Like... Mysterious boy. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. That was Jesus Christ. Life was good back then, dude.
It's funny where if those songs come on, I can sing them, but I can't sing them without the music.
No.
Like, I can't recall the lyrics really at all.
No, I know that. Like, it comes on, you go, oh shit, this is stored in a part of my brain. My brain is dedicating space to the lyrics of this fucking song.
But it's only prepared to access them should the song
well,
come
on. Well,
the
key to that part of my brain is the beat to that song.
Yeah, and it can't be unlocked without
it's
it.
It's only unlocked this little fucking there is an corner of my brain.
There is a fucking sickening level of random song lyrics that I have stored away that cannot be accessed by any man or woman, Tom, unless the key is fucking applied.
No, I don't even know that I know the song.
Like staggering amount.
Someone would be like, oi, do you know fucking... Something, Something by Nelly Furtado. Be like, I've never heard of that song. And then you play the beat, and I sing the whole thing.
Yeah, and then then you fucking got your fucking clothes off.
I'm moving to it. I'm singing it.
Because Nelly could make you feel things.
Nelly Furtado was no joke.
No joke.
No joke. And again, the reinvention. She was a sweet songbird. I'm like a bird, I'll fly away. And then it was like, oh yeah, Nelly Furtado, songbird, amazing. Then disappeared, came back, sexy hip mover.
Came back moving to hips. That's went away, weird. Discovered the power of the hip.
Yeah.
Obviously, Elvis knew that the more beat. Than anyone.
Well, fucking oath he did.
Elvis' hips were illegal because he moved so well.
They filmed him waist up.
Yeah, because he would literally...
Imagine
think about
living
that.
In those times.
No, but think about that. Elvis moved so well, his hips were illegal.
Mm.
He was too... He would drop too many panties.
Too many panties were dropped at the sight of illegal hips. What were you about to say, Dave?
I was just going
to
say that's so weird because I never knew her before her time as the hip shaker. I thought that was her career and that's what it always been.
No,
I didn't know she was
dude,
like a songbird
no, no,
before.
Early Nelly Furtado was fucking... She was the business.
Mm.
My sister used to be obsessed with her. And so then by proxy, I learnt about Nelly Furtado. And then when she came back, I was like, ooh, look who's making a comeback. But with some Elvis hip shaking infusion.
She was getting that Pussycat Dolls genre kind of vibe.
Pussycat Dolls. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Ow.
Don't you wish your girlfriend
now, that
was
a weird,
like me?
Pussycat Dolls are a weird one. Because they weren't very... There's actually... You know what? Fuck that. I don't even want to get into it. There's some yarns around the Pussycat Dolls. And like... Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Juice not worth the squeeze?
Not really. It's dark. If it's like, it's a rumor as well. It's
we don't want dark.
No, you don't. Well, yeah. Anyway.
All I'll say is I like that song.
It's a great song. Fuck. It's a great song. I don't know if they had any more.
Don't know.
But was that where Busta Rhymes rap with him?
Yeah, I think Bust was at the top. Or he was in there somewhere.
He was certainly in and about.
Busta got some work done.
Well, Busta was like... You know, sometimes it's like rappers are like, they're huge, they blow up, they're big. And then as they get older and they're not that big anymore, they just start doing like features on songs of like famous people.
Or they'll do like the lead in.
Yeah, but like they'll just do a verse on a song of like the new hot shit. And you're like, oh, Buster's back.
Yeah. I get you. Yeah. Is that like, and I'm not putting any fucking...
like ill feeling towards the one of the greats all time, Elton John. But his new song with Dua Lipa, it's like he's hot as fuck right now.
It's his first number one.
But he hasn't had a hit in a minute.
No. Check that.
And he rolls out. He still makes music quite regularly, as far as I'm led to believe.
Yeah. It's what, like they get to a point where it's like, it's also like Elton, the music's different.
Yeah,
like,
if it's not the 60s or 70s, brother, I'm not interested.
Well,
Music back then was so good.
Yes, but it was also like nothing anyone had ever heard, and now you've done it. And music today, rightly or wrongly, I'd say probably wrongly, but the music that is most appreciated isn't the best. On the whole, maybe en masse. So Elton getting shortballed by Dua Lipa, who's now like not the Elton John of her time, but she's like the biggest fucking...
Certainly not the Elton John of her time.
But she's like the biggest... She's probably the biggest chick on the planet right now. Her streaming numbers are fucked.
She'd be up there.
She'd be close to the biggest on the planet. Across the board, men or women, but certainly women. But yeah. But also, like, she's singing lyrics from his songs in their new song.
Yes, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
That's right. So it's this weird mashup, and Elton's sort of like singing
songs. I quite like it.
I mean, look.
I don't mind it.
I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm indifferent. I don't care. I'm not listening to it on my own. If it comes on in the car.
It comes on in the car, fucking second, I know it song,
does.
Mate.
So does that Kid Laroi Justin Bieber song. That's on fucking. That's on all the time.
Keep it. Well, again, Kid Laroi's hot right now. You fucking put a little Justin Bieber in there. You've got yourself a
certified banger. They say fuck in it as well. So it's like these young, cool kids swearing, talking about drinking and shit. I'm like,
where the fuck did Kid Laroi come from?
Redfern.
I know that, but I'm like...
He seems like...
Now how old is he? Fucking 19, 20? And now he's fucking massive?
Mm.
How does that happen?
I don't...
Was he making music here, got picked up?
He's 18. He's not even 18. 20. Yeah, he's 18. And he turned 18, like, in August. So he was 17.
Holy fuck. I heard some shit where it's actually kind of interesting the way he was saying, like, whenever there was like a big fucking rapper or someone in the country, he would do everything he could. He was young, obviously. Well, he's still young. To like get in the fucking same room as him just for like a photo or some shit. And he was always like I guess you could call it clout chasing, but he's a little kid. And like, I don't know whether he was playing his raps and shit. He used to rap like fucking all the time in like all those sort of whatever rap nights.
Not rapping now.
I think he probably could. Dave, is there any? You got any background on the Kid Laroi and how he's blown up? But like,
Mate, he might rap now, but the songs that are taken off, he's not rapping.
No. Yeah, you're right. They're not.
Basically, I don't know. He's started recording raps by himself at home, and then started working in a studio. Met some.
Did he have a SoundCloud song blow up overnight or anything, or was it just like?
Not really. Like he met his collaborator now at a studio, and they started working together, and then making these songs, and then. They just kept making songs, and then in 2017 he signed to Sony, and then I think they were just kind of building him, and then
nice. So just a grind.
He was a finalist in Triple J Unearthed High. So when he was in high school, so he got a bit of thing from there.
Yeah,
he rapped on stage at Listen Out Festival with Manu Crooks. I don't know who that is.
No,
and TK Midzer at
heard that name before.
At Triple J Festival. Basically It wasn't like a blow up. From what it looks like here, he went pretty steady and just like built step by step, and then
just doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Do you drop the kid at some point
and just be Laroi?
Yeah. Did Kid Cudi drop kid?
No, he's still Kid Cudi.
He's still Kid Cudi.
Then Lil Bow Wow, he just dropped the Lil.
Yes. He's now just that's Bow who Wow. I was thinking of.
Yeah. He's now just Bow Wow. I don't know. I think you can probably roll with the Kid Laroi.
I think so too. I'm just saying.
He's certainly got time up his sleeve to make that decision.
Well, at what point, would it be acceptable to drop the kid?
I'd say 25, you'd have to be
26?
No, you're still a kid in your 20s.
30s, you reckon?
I reckon it's got to be 35 and up. If you have a kid, maybe.
When you have a kid, you drop it.
It might be
you're still relevant to become the dad game at 35. You're an all-timer.
You're doing fucking well.
You're an all-timer.
Does he become the dad Laroi if he has a kid?
The dad Laroi.
You know what I mean? To have a career, if you're literally still talked about after that length of time, pretty rare.
Yeah, I guess so.
Especially
in
this day and age.
Yeah, this
moves so quickly,
like,
bro.
With Elton John, I was gonna say before, Elton John with that song became like the only person to ever have a number one hit in like six consecutive decades or something.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And I was also
hit last decade?
Fuck, I don't know.
He probably did a fucking.
Well, I'm just interested. I don't know what the fuck it would be.
Well, that would be worth looking up, Dave.
Yeah. I was going to say as well, I kept reading about Kid Laroi. He did have a song that blew up. It was that song Addison Rae. I remember that. All my friends are into that. And it blew up on TikTok pretty
much. So he had a song about the TikTok chick.
Yeah, and it blew up on TikTok, I think.
He wrote a song about Addison Rae.
It was called Addison Rae.
Yeah, that's good marketing.
That's smart footy.
That's fucking eyes up.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest TikTok star? Addison Rae. I'm going to make a song about her.
Should we do a podcast called Joey Johns? Or do we need to go bigger if we're thinking international? Well, Cristiano Ronaldo.
That would get picked up.
That would.
We get global clout.
Yeah. On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Or do we do a podcast called The Kid Laroi? I'm just trying to think. Do we want to go young?
Cristiano, we're naming old people here.
We're just naming old people.
Yeah. I think you got to go young. Yeah. I think you got to go the next big thing.
Yeah.
Like the next big fucking 17-year-old TikTok star. That's how you go young, bro.
Are you on TikTok, Dave?
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you.
No.
No.
Do I believe him?
I'm not.
Who believes Dave? I don't.
We have one, as I said, but it's just I haven't been able, I don't have enough time to dedicate, because it's become now less about like dancing and shit, and you can do like funny fucking videos.
Well, like we should be doing it.
Yeah, I don't have enough time in my day currently to dedicate to understanding it, but I would like to sit down with our friend Jarch of Jarchy89 on TikTok, who's a TikTok star, and just go like, how the fuck do we do this shit?
Grace Ellis' sister's always telling me to be like, you need to be on TikTok.
Right. Well, fucking get some help off her. She's in that.
She said she'd post shit for us.
Yeah, but I want to know how to, like, what's the...
You got to put, like, cool songs and shit on there and, like, there's, like, little trend.
That's cool. I can do that. Trends. Cool songs, easy. I'm more talking about...
I think.
The content you create, whether it's, like, are you just filming shit, like...
It would be... chopping this up.
Yeah.
Be chopping this up.
Yeah, so that's, like, 15-second shit, right?
Yeah, be chopping this up. You got to just punch in on us, make it 1080, 920...
Yeah, but
you know the drill.
Yeah, I get the drill. It's just going through and finding shit in there. But like that one that bagged the fuck out of us, which was hilarious, when we basically said that Ryan Pappenhausen wasn't going to hold a candle to Tommy Turbo in the semis, and he was going to beat the fuck out of him. And then Pappenhausen had like a man of the match game, and that guy basically played our comments and then played Pappenhausen's form.
It was brilliant stuff.
Yeah, we deserved
it. It was genius. We deserved it. That was bullish.
That was licks.
But look. You got to risk it for the biscuit, punters and dribblers. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that by now, you're an idiot. Sometimes you're going to fucking get burnt. Sometimes. Not all the time. But glory awaits the bold.
Yeah. You've got to be prepared to fail in the pursuit of glory.
Yes.
If you ever want to attain glory.
You have to risk it all to attain glory. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
You have to risk it for the biscuit.
Always said that. Because the biscuit is worth
risking it. Punters and dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallowsport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallowsport.shop. Bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Tom, I was buoyed this morning on a walk.
Got up and done a walk.
I was out and about with the pooch.
Yeah.
Pounding the pavement. The big fella pissing on everything. Just trying to fucking assert himself in the area.
Yeah.
Don't forget who's the king down here.
Yeah.
He'll piss on fucking everything. It's outrageous. Loves it. But I was walking past the cricket nets and was just buoyed by what I'm seeing coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
some
through
young
the ranks.
Talent.
Blokes in the shit, then the nets, they wouldn't have been older than 8, I don't think.
Really?
Getting throwdowns. But the language from the coaches was, that's what was getting me up and about.
Front foot, head over the ball.
Defend with purpose here, boys.
Oh,
defend
beautiful.
With purpose.
Yeah.
I want more intent.
Yes.
8-year-olds. I want more intent.
Yeah.
Then they're running between, like pretending to run between the wickets. Head down, let's push here. Push, quick singles, quick
fuck.
Singles. I'm like, fuck me dead. This is good stuff.
That's fantastic. We need more aggressive
coaching. The future
coaching.
Is in great hands based on what I saw today down at fucking Balmoral Oval. These kids were not old. And the language was really professional.
Well, you know what, Eddie? And I mean, this may
defend
go against...
Defend with purpose?
This may go against, like, convention. But I don't think that if you're training the next, you know, generation of test cricketer, potentially, shouldn't be fun. It should be a serious... You should be going, you know, if he doesn't defend well, then, you know, punish him. If he fucking edges one, punish him.
There's room for a bit of fucking full housery at the end of a session.
At the end of a session.
But if you're coming down for a one-on-one with the coaches because you've been handpicked as potentially showing something a little bit more than, you know,
then
your contemporaries.
Switch the fuck on.
Then switch the fuck on.
I don't care how old you are.
It doesn't matter. It's about setting standards, Tom.
From a young age.
Look, if we were to lose the Ashes this year, for example, and you fucking went all the way back 20 years ago to smudging the nets, and you've got a fucking sloppy coach who's just... Who's not
Molly
instilling...
Coddling,
yeah, Molly Coddling.
No,
not
don't
instilling
worry,
any discipline,
fine.
Any fucking standards.
That was good enough.
Then you reap what you fucking sow, mate.
Yeah.
And it's the same
the
now.
The butterfly effect.
Exactly. If we don't fucking push these boys...
Yeah.
Now...
Fucking us.
Then we're fucked in the future.
Yeah. So I don't give a fuck how young you are. If you don't show up to train, then piss off.
Because no, but if you could, you don't have to come.
No, go home. Don't waste my time. Don't waste the nation's time.
Don't waste the nation's time.
We're putting resources into you, you ungrateful little shit.
Who do you reckon's paying for that coach?
Fucking the government, I hope.
Exactly. Well, the taxpayer.
The taxpayer.
Goes to the government. Government says what's most important with this taxpayer money. Fuck the hospitals. It's going to the cricket coaches. And I agree. And that's where we're at. Yeah. So, like, if I walk past, I want to see standards being set and met.
And you have every right to, if they're not, pop your head in the nets and go, what the fuck's going
Mate,
on
if
here?
If they were getting sloppy this morning, I would have walked around with Tonka and I said, what's going on here? Because I'm
sick
seeing,
him. I'm going to sick this fucking
I'm
dog.
I'm going to sick this dog on you and that fucker in the nets if you don't switch on.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing tardiness.
Yeah.
And well, I don't want it.
And luckily you weren't.
Oh, no, I was buoyed. I was really pumped with what I saw.
That's good.
Show more intent, boys.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I grew up Milo cricket. And now I think about it, is Milo cricket kind of too fun?
Well, I think it gets you into the game. You need, like...
They get me in with Milo.
You get you in with Milo. I mean, fucking...
Is it kind of like a cult? They trick you. We got Milo coming here. And then once you're in, they're like...
Come play a bit of cricket. There'll be Milo for everyone. You get a Milo ice block when you're finished. There's fucking...
But if you fucking... If you don't...
But if you
defend with purpose, then you're not getting a... Milo ain't coming near you.
Well, listen. I think that... You get them in with Milo. The coaches run an eye over the stock. Mm. They see he's got, you know, natural abilities, he's got natural hand-eye coordination, and then it's about fostering talent through the system. Because it starts at 4 or 5 years old.
So then you sort of go, funnel the good guys over here, and then the ones who are just sort of coming for Milo over there.
Yeah. Go run laps.
You can just have Milo and fucking... Yeah, and we'll give you the shit coaches, the ones that don't know what they're talking about.
You can go field.
Yeah, you guys are fielders.
Go field on the rope.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, right, the money that is invested into like a five-year-old all the way through to...
A 23-year-old, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old.
At test level, a lot of money.
Value, good value though, worth it.
But
worth
if you have a lazy day, an off day, a shit day... Mm. That trickles. It compounds over time, much like compound interest punters and dribblers.
Correct. Probably.
And it moves us from number one in the nation to like...
Number two,
number three, number four, number five. Yeah. So, again...
So, I'd you could make the argument that, you know, in the 2010 Ashes, there were probably some players in that side either that were too old and that it was time to shoot and move on, or... that we basically were allowed to slacken off when they were 8 years old.
I think I'd say more the latter. I mean, maybe there was a couple of old bulls in there that needed to be put down, but generally speaking, I think this is, you know, the direct reflection of stuff done back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, to lose 3-1 at home after being 1-1 after 3 tests in Perth is a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
Let's not forget that.
A national disgrace.
It was a national disgrace. There was inquiries... Thus, there should have been. Mm. I think a royal commission was held.
We called for it.
We certainly did. And we're happy to chair the next one should there be another disaster. But again, based on what I've seen, I don't think there will be.
Well, not in 30 years' time.
I don't think we'll lose a home Ashes for 200 years.
Wow. That's good to know.
Standards have been set and are continue to set.
Well, I mean, it just means we don't need to chair a royal commission. Which I'd prefer not to do unless I absolutely have to.
But make no mistake, punters and dribblers, we'll chair one.
I will chair the fuck out of it.
If we have to.
It better be comfy chairs. But we will do it because that's the sort of commitment we have to the cricketing success of the nation. Did anyone play overnight?
So England smacked Bangladesh. Namibia beat Scotland.
Okay, now...
Second UK team they've knocked off in the, like, Super 12s.
I will say this just quickly. Cricket brought to you by our good friends at KO. You can watch the ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, but also you can watch it on KO and you can watch the minis on KO if you aren't up all night watching fucking cricket because it's a late night and you get your sleep. I wouldn't have thought that's overly shocking... Namibia beating Scotland in the sense that they're two unquestionably beta sides. So it's kind of like, yeah, sure. Like I would have said Scotland will probably win, but if they don't win, it's because they're fucking beaters.
But why would you have said Scotland will win? Is that like...
That's probably just a...
On vibe and vibe alone.
Vibe and vibe alone.
I think it's in the proximity to England. Like,
yeah, it might be that as well. That, you know, like...
They got to know how to play the game, right?
Well, it's funny, right? Like, Scotland, so close to the English, part of the UK. Again, like, it's weird stuff. They're different countries, but they're also the same.
Well, they claim that they're all the same at the Olympics. And
they're pretty fucking handy at rugby for their size. What's the population of Scotland? But, like, they're not good at cricket. They're not good at soccer.
Are they good at anything, with the greatest respect?
They go all right at rugby.
Yeah, well, I know they go all right at rugby, but they're never challenging for fucking anything.
But what I'm saying, yeah, but like they make World Cups, I think maybe rarely.
Or maybe no. They play in the World Cups. Rugby's fucking...
They play in the World Cup, yeah.
Their national sports, football, like soccer.
Yeah.
I don't think they go to many World Cups for football, though, soccer, which is weird.
I don't think so.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Considering, again, where they sit in the world. We go.
What's their population, though?
5.5 million.
Okay, well, think about this. New Zealand, 4.5 million. Rugby World Cup champions. Well, they've won 3. They're not current, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then the Test champions in cricket.
And have they made Soccer World Cup? They have, haven't they?
They've made the World Cup, yeah.
Like recently, though.
So I'm thinking to myself, Scotland.
Are they like the most underachieving nation on earth?
Overachieving.
Well, no, they aren't doing anything. Scotland.
Oh, I thought you were saying New Zealand.
No.
Scotland's fucking hopeless. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay, you play a bit of soccer in the winter. You play. It seems to me like you play more rugby, but that's by the by. Yeah. What are you doing in summer? Why aren't you seeing off a few nuts in the backyard?
Yeah.
Because you're not delivering.
You're delivering absolutely zilch.
Maybe there's just not enough like summer and good weather there.
Can you see what sports what sports are they good at?
Yeah, so it had here soccer.
Well, no, they're not.
Cricket.
No.
Tennis.
No.
Oh, Andy Murray.
Andy Murray. Yeah.
Sure. He plays under Great Britain, so it's almost
he plays Scotland.
Does he? Okay. Yeah.
Horse racing.
They just claim him.
Yeah.
Like right. When he won Wimbledon, they're like, "We won." It's No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You didn't
you
win.
Cheeky fucks. Horse racing?
Horse racing.
No, bus. We're not allowing that. That's not a fucking thing.
But also, I can't. I know Irish horses come down here and get the job done, but not Scottish.
No, but also, it's a horse. You're not a horse. You know what I mean? It's a horse.
I know what you mean, but like.
It says.
We
you can claim a horse, but if you say that, like,
it's
Scotland's
thing.
Good at sport, what sports? Horse racing, no.
Yeah, I'm with you. Although I would say Australia's good at it.
Oh, we're great at horse racing. We're fucking good.
They're big on golf as well. And there's another sport.
Yeah,
well, they're big on golf because of St. Andrews, but and their last champion.
Oh, I think the guy won it at St. Andrews. No, who won recently? Shane Lowry?
He's Irish.
Is he?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck, you know, it was close enough.
Not really.
Yeah. I'd say I would.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'd say that if you were saying Scotland and Ireland, you're saying they're basically the same thing. But they're different, obviously.
Well, I think what we're talking about is how different Scotland is.
I understand that, but I'm...
So then you bring up an Irish golfer.
I'm saying I wasn't that far off. I'm wrong, but I was close. So you could see how someone who doesn't give a fuck about Scottish sport might make that mistake. Or Irish sport, for that matter.
They've also got a game called Shinty. Which is
you got to invent your own sport.
Yeah, like Scottish Highlands vibes. It's like hockey, except there's a few differences. You can play the ball in the air, so you can like flick it up and, I don't know, balance it on the stick or some shit and whack it.
I'd say to be swinging in the air for it, because hockey, you can't do that, I don't think.
You can use both sides of the stick. It says the stick may also be used to block and to tackle, and players may also tackle using the body as long as it's shoulder to shoulder. So it's like tackle hockey.
Okay, look, let's call a spade, I think. Scotland a beater at sport.
I think Scotland might be the worst sporting nation for where they sit.
They'd be right up there.
Geopolitically.
And I don't have a fucking issue with the Scots. I've got Scottish blood in me.
Do ya?
Yeah.
I don't.
On my mother's side. But like...
I don't, but I got no issue with them.
It's too far back for me to be like claiming as a thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not within one or two generations.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I've got some fucking...
That's what I mean.
We've all got English blood if you go back far enough.
That's what I mean. But what I am saying is this. You should be punching a little bit more above your weight.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have checked out.
Yeah, it seems like you're making excuses and now inventing sports that no one else plays, like shinty.
Yeah,
to and be I relevant, mean,
like, you know.
And you could be like, oh, but in Australia, you play AFL. We don't use that as a fucking like, oh, look how good we are at AFL.
No, we're great on the world stage at sport. We play AFL, which no one else plays. That's not how we operate.
We don't operate that way.
We're so good at sport that we've got one of the biggest sports in the country. That has the most people in it is one that no one else plays, as well as all the other sports we compete with on a global level.
And dominate.
Yeah.
So, shit point made by you, Scott.
Yeah, very poor.
Scott from Scotland.
No disrespect. No disrespect to Scotland. This is just about Scotland as a sporting nation.
This is just around you losing to Namibia in the T20 Men's Cricket World Cup.
Yeah.
And we're pointing out that... On paper, most people probably would have said Scotland's a fucking sniffy.
Yeah.
But you've gone out and you've lost. What was the score, Dave?
Scotland made 109, chasing Namibia's 115.
See, it's not good enough.
Yeah, not good enough. And
they lost 3 wickets in the first over.
Not good enough.
No, not good enough. Not good enough. You know, after doing a little digging, we realised that the only reason we thought Scotland was going to win is off vibe and vibe alone and maybe just proximity to England. We now realise after doing a little digging around Scotland and Scottish sports and what they do, they're actually not good at anything. And we should really not expect Scotland to win anything.
Yes, that's where we've arrived. They're horse shit at all sports. I will say this, Tom. I was buoyed this morning on the drive in to hear on the radio, ABC Radio 603,
602?
702? No, 630.
Oh, okay.
Radio National.
Radio National. That Aaron Finch and Dave Warner of Desperately Trying to Find Form fame have turned to seeing off nuts on artificial grass and concrete to prepare.
Because the pitches are so fucking shit?
Fucked if I know. Dave will be able to illuminate the situation. But I like that they're taking it that seriously. Like, get me out of the nets and get me onto something.
Get me onto like a road.
Get me onto some artificial turf. Get me onto some concrete.
I would only say, and this is obviously...
Well, it's thinking outside the box.
It's certainly thinking outside the box. I mean, let's do it on a trampoline while we're at it. Let's fucking bounce an Incrediball off a pool.
Let's what take one surfaces? Side of it.
Yeah, well, let's get a swing king going. But what other services can we do? Like, is there a fucking... some just rocks?
Well, I think they should be doing a bit of work in the backyard. Sort of like irregular bounce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? We get some really untrue surfaces.
Yes.
Because to me,
I haven't seen a whole lot of benefit to batting on practicing on a true surface.
Well, on a true surface, you know exactly what the ball's going to do, right?
Exactly.
You need something where
you need to be ready for everything and anything.
So I don't understand that. Now, you and I obviously don't know what the fuck we're talking about. So maybe there is some deeper meaning to just practicing on cement.
I've never heard. Well, I think they said concrete or like polished concrete. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Before. So what they've said here is that the slow practice wickets available in the UAE have prompted Warner and Finch to train on synthetic and polished concrete pitches to better prepare themselves for the quicker tracks on game day.
Okay, there you go.
That's why you have someone Dioring in the background.
That's why you have someone Dioring. We could have gone on a tangent that was disgracefully in the wrong direction. They need the quicker. They need the quicker off the ground.
So is this a setup? Slow practice pitches? They should mirror each other.
But I mean, I'm not surprised the UAE don't have their ducks in a row, you know?
No, it's a good point. But there you go. Polished concrete.
And that's just about the speed of the ball. Okay, I'm cool with that.
We'll know well and truly again when Australia takes on Sri Lanka, I think tonight, punters.
I think it's actually tomorrow. I think it's Friday.
Thought it was Thursday.
Yeah, so did I, because of About Even, which is available on podcast or on YouTube as we speak. Finish this if you've already started, obviously. But I'm pretty sure that they are actually Friday. Dave, you can check that.
Hang on. Like tonight at 1 a.m. So tomorrow.
There you go.
Beauty.
Yeah.
So beauty. Overnight, tonight, later tonight. If they come out and rip and tear, we know why.
Polished concrete.
Polished concrete is the winner. Polished concrete, the winner. Polished concrete not only looks good aesthetically, there's a bit of
polished concrete
around us.
In here, don't we?
I think it pops very nicely.
Mate,
Tom.
The ball will come quick off.
Oh, it'll come quickly off that. It'll fucking shoot off. It'll skip.
The ball might need a dose of pilot. It'll come so quick off the fucking concrete.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Comes quick sticks.
Real quick sticks. Pilot that shit up.
Whereas I feel like the practice pitches might actually be on pilot because they ain't coming quick.
Well, they almost need to hurry up. Like, I'm on the job here 45 minutes. I can't get a fucking nut off.
No. Yeah. They got the whiskey dick, those pitches.
Maybe. Possibly. Do your own research into what's happening with the pitches. Polished concrete, the winner. Congratulations to Aaron. Congratulations to Dave.
I've got Dave to top score and Australia to win at $5.50 if you're interested.
I will say this. It's time for you two to lift for the nation.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough lifting out of you lately.
There's been no lift.
There's been too many excuses. Too many, I'll try this, I'll try that. The nation's running out of patience.
Yeah, this is as far as I'm allowing the excuses to go. Like,
this is where they stop. If it doesn't work, then it's pretty fucking obvious what the problem is. You're out of form, you're shit.
It ain't polished concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bring polished concrete into this.
No, that's the last straw for me. If
they blame polished concrete, I'm out.
Or like, well, the concrete wasn't polished well enough. It's slow polished concrete. Like, fuck, dude. Fuck
off, mate. Polished concrete's polished concrete.
It's quickest.
Once
quick
polished,
as well.
It's polished.
Yeah.
It's either polished or it's not.
Or it's not polished. Now, I mean, is it freshly polished?
Look, if they start rolling out that, I need to be on freshly polished instead of old.
You know what? You guys need to start... You know, stop blaming the tools, Mr. fucking Toolman.
Yeah, exactly. A tradesman...
never blames his tools.
Yeah.
Seems like that's what's happening at the moment. Now, I don't know if you'd refer to the pitch as a tool, but I don't think you can blame the polish of the concrete.
You've got to be able to play in all conditions, Tom.
Yep.
Smudge knows that when he scored fucking one of the bravest 150s.
Well, everyone else is practicing on the slow pitches. You know what I mean? Like, everyone else is practicing on these fucking shit-ass practice wickets. So, deal with it.
Be better.
Yeah.
Be better. But congratulations. Well, no congratulations
yet. No congratulations.
I'll reserve congratulations.
Yeah.
Until I wake up tomorrow morning and hopefully I see a famous Australian W against Sri Lanka who aren't a bad outfit.
And you will be enjoying the highlights of that victory via the KO Minis. Download KO for your free, what's it called?
Trial.
Trial.
2 weeks.
Or just be fucking smart and buy it. Just sign up and get KO, because I don't understand. I don't understand how you don't have it.
We've been over this.
I know.
I think they do.
Yeah, I think they do as well.
Tom, you'll know, well, the punter and the dribbler really will know that throughout the year there has been sort of, you know, chatter to and fro about the possibility of there being a Central West Rugby League side.
Well, yeah, look, we've sort of discussed it.
You know, the Dubbo Dingo, something like that. It has now officially been floated.
Or the Dubbo Devon.
Or the Dubbo Devon.
It's been floated.
It's been floated.
By who?
I'll tell you. It's by our old friends, the North Sydney Bears. They're back.
Oh, God.
They're back for another crack.
They want to now move North Sydney to Dubbo?
They're like, okay, Redcliffe's in. You'll need an 18th side. So their new plan, I respect their resilience to keep showing up with shit ideas.
But it's like every year you kind of know that the rugby league media are struggling for stories when it's like, all right, we're going to indulge another North Sydney Bears fucking article.
But this is their new plan. They want to be known as the Bears. So they'll drop the North Sydney thing like the Dolphins, and then they'll play games in Dubbo, Coffs Harbour, Wagga Wagga, Central Coast and Tamworth. But they'd also play 4 to 6 matches at North Sydney Oval.
Nah. Sorry, guys. Now, if you want to be the Perth Bears,
then we can talk about it.
We can talk about it, but unfortunately...
But I'm seeing through the bullshit here. You want a fucking license because you're like, oh, we're going to play games in the Central West. Watch that number decrease year after year, and then maybe you'll throw a fucking game every 2 years to Dubbo.
You know what they're doing, Eddie? It's fucking clear as day. They're using the good people of the country, in New South Wales country...
To fight their fight.
To fight their fight and use them as a bargaining chip to get them in the door, then go... Basically, exactly what Redcliffe did to, or the Dolphins did to Redcliffe. Where the Redcliffe Dolphins are later, Redcliffe, it's like as soon as they get back in, oh yeah, we're going to Wagga, we're going to Dubbo. No, we're not really anymore.
What do you think of the Bears chairman saying, we think it's the best rugby league story in 20 years?
Of course he'd say that.
Yeah, of course that's what he said. Like
that's his fucking job.
Wouldn't it be tiring to work for the Bears? Like, what is their business model?
Get up their results in the last few years in the comp, because they were appalling.
Yeah, but what is the business of the Bears currently? Because they're still a business.
Their business is to play New South Wales Cup footy and to be a feeder side to the Roosters. That's their business.
Well, how are they making any money? They'd be getting some money from the club they're a feeder for?
I think North Sydney Leagues gives them a bit.
Okay.
That's their big backer, should they be given the 18th license. Yeah. I'm like, when will you fuckers give up?
Yeah.
It's not happening. Do you reckon, legitimately think that they're going to give a license to another Sydney team? Do you honestly believe that?
It's crazy. Not just Sydney, New South Wales. They're not giving it to another.
Central Coast's given up. They fucking tried and tried and tried.
They've got the Knights. If they want it, you go up or you go down.
Like... Manly will take a couple of games up there. How does that sound? I think South's take one or two up there. Yeah. Maybe the Roosters as well. Like, you get enough games. And sure, Blue Tongue Stadium, I don't know if it's called that anymore, Central Coast Stadium, great stadium.
Great stadium.
Great place to watch footy.
Yeah.
Love watching footy there. The Central Coast itself is a great rugby league area. But Manly's got that place sewn the fuck up.
We got it locked
from a junior perspective.
Yeah.
So just leave it alone. But the Bears... We talk about the Bears every year because every year they've come up with a new plan, a new fucking...
They just need to try and keep themselves in the conversation, but everyone now is just looking at them going like, oh, Jesus Christ, no.
There's a reason you play in the New South Wales Cup, and it's because You're a New South Wales Cup caliber club.
Yeah. Business.
You couldn't cut it in the big time.
No, you couldn't cut it. And no one cares either. No one else is calling like, oh, I wish the Bears would come back. The only thing about the Bears that I genuinely think is sick is their jersey.
And their logo.
Yeah. And you know what? I could see a world where I go and get myself a fucking Bears jersey.
You can't, though, as a Manly fan.
Well, but I can because they're not in the competition. It'd be purely fashion statement. Cool jersey. Or it's just like a fuck you to the Bears fans.
It's a cool jersey.
It's I'll a fucking... I think it's one of the cooler jerseys that's been around. That jersey they had where it was like the red and then the white and black stripes, I think, with the bear on it. Like, it's a fucking... That was a sick jersey. Don't you? It's funny because in American, like, culture, there are so many sporting teams. I don't know if that's the reason, but, like, they all just rock fucking sports logos and sports jerseys and shit for any team. They can have a team they go for, but they
do
just
they
rock.
Though?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't know that for sure.
Of course I don't know it for sure, but I know there's certainly much more of a...
I think Australians will do that.
Well, Australians definitely do. The Australian-American sports fan is...
Australian fans will wear any manner of shit. They'll wear like 50 different teams.
But the Australian-American sports
fan... But I don't
fan,
know if I don't know if that translates to Americans, whether... I don't think a fucking Eagles fan walks around in a Chiefs jersey.
I don't think necessarily from the same sport necessarily. So, like, if you're an Eagles fan, you wear an... But, like, if you're, you know, they, like, wear an LA hat or a Yankees hat, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's that sort of... Yeah, I don't know.
I reckon
that. Maybe we've just been wool-pulled by the fucking Australian-American sports fan.
Potentially. The Australian-American sports fan identifies as an American sports fan. It's, like, a real part of who they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they want you to know about it. Well, like, relax, yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. We all fucking like sport.
It's, like, it's the first thing that will come out of their mouth when they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Eddie, and I'm an American sports fan.
Dude, did you
who
watch
you
the
support?
Draft?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't watch the draft. Relax.
How good's the draft been this year?
Relax,
fuck,
dude.
Where do you reckon, like, Ewing Jr.'s going to go? Yeah. Who the fuck?
Dude, I don't know. Just calm down. I watch American sport, but I don't identify myself with it. My personality isn't American sports fan. And they're also the ones that you see get most fired up in the comments. Like when Michael gives his fucking tips, which is based on nothing but betting analysis and like why he's sort of like, that's the only reason he does it. And then them going, this is fucking crazy talk. Da, da, da. And you're like, listen, dude, I get that you're an NBA fan, but that doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about making money. We get that you love American sports.
Yeah, but that same guy would have been bullish as all get out on the fucking Chiefs issue, who now were like, you know.
Suck balls.
Suck balls, 2-5. Where are they now? They're like, oh, no, nah, mate, I've been fucking.
You're a sports fan.
But good on the Bears.
Yeah, good on the Bears.
But
I
just know this,
Bears.
Just know this, Bears. It ain't
happening. No.
It's as simple as that. On good jerseys.
But that's why I think you can get jerseys, sorry. Like a Newtown Jets jersey. You know what I mean? You can get the jerseys of these teams that aren't playing in the comp. Because who gives a fuck? You're just like, you're a relic. You're like a,
You're wearing a fossil.
It's novelty. Yeah, it's history. It's like old school shit. You know, like the Dales. You got a Dales jersey.
Dude, I'd wear it. I'd rock an Annandale Dales jersey. Mm. Fucking oath.
It'd be difficult probably with a Bears one because of like the recency of them being in the competition.
And the merging issue.
Well, there's that as well. I don't remember it though.
I don't remember it either.
You know, sometimes like when you have like traumatic experiences when you're young and your mind just.
You got to go see someone in like intense therapy over many years. You might start to get
back to it. Relive it for a little bit and sort of make your peace with it and like the effect it had on you. But I haven't done that.
No. Fuck that. No. Why would you?
Why would you fucking do that?
On good jerseys and then equally on the flip side, bad jerseys. The Redcliffe Dolphins jersey being released. It's a shocker.
It looks disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's got nothing to
it. It's got zero character.
Yeah, nothing.
Zero character.
Nothing.
I think that's not their like real jersey that they're going to play in. I'm pretty sure that's their heritage jersey.
Well, it's disgraceful.
Why release it then?
It says NRL's newest team will honour their proud history by wearing a heritage jersey inspired by those worn by the club in the 80s.
So they will wear it.
So that's
the
jersey.
They will wear it, but I don't think that's a home jersey. It says the Dolphins' home and away jersey will be launched ahead of their 2023 entry.
Apparently the Dolphins...
Okay, so the first jersey that they release is that shit. Wouldn't you want to go off with a... You want to go with a bit of a bang. It's like releasing a single to an album. Isn't it supposed to be the best song?
Release it in cotton.
with a
collar.
Collar. Don't if release it's a heritage jersey.
Yeah, don't release a fucking not a bogan silk piece of shit.
I'll give you the hot tip, Redcliffe, who of playing multiple Shockers in a row in fame. Their fucking launch fame. If you were going to release a heritage jersey, it better look heritage as fuck.
This thing looks like a train, a warm-up jersey that you'd see a team wear before the game, like when they go and just do the run through.
Yeah, when you get your, when you get your fucking or your kit.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to camp. Here's yeah. your fucking warm-up stuff.
Yeah, the season ends and like the NRL players go on their Instagram and go, we're giving away fucking heaps of kit because we don't use this shit.
Yeah, here's the here's your polo you wear to official functions and yeah. shit. Like, it's fucking rubbish.
Get
and
it
it's made,
made
of bogan
cotton.
Silk. I can't, it doesn't.
That's crazy.
It should weigh 30 kilos when wet.
Yeah. It's meant to be heritage, made of heritage materials.
Yes.
Heritage listed, Eddie. We're dealing with that currently.
Yeah, mate. Fuck. I wouldn't be opposed to wool.
That's probably more what I think. I don't know my material, so I'll say cotton, but I think wool's probably
no,
better.
No, but, well, I'm just saying cotton usually what they wear.
Yeah.
I'm saying you want to get heritage as fuck?
Go wool.
Go wool. Australia fucking...
Australian merino.
What was Australia reared on the sheep's back?
Yeah, it was. The sheep carried the nation on its on
the
its
sheep ca-
broad
sheep,
shoulders.
No one's fucking gone the bigger lift than the sheep.
No.
The merino, yeah. specifically. It's gone one of the great lifts all time. One of the great lifts all time. Now, I think if you're talking heritage, a nod to the sheep
yeah.
who's done all the heavy lifting is probably where you'd start.
I wouldn't rule out... You know the only way I'd let another team back in the if the North Sydney? If they called them the North Sydney sheep.
Yep.
And they played in
and they
wool
played
jumpers.
In wool. And they had to, like, every time they washed them, they shrunk and they had to get
they
new
had
ones.
To get new
ones. And
but
it was
like,
a huge expense.
They were literal sheep. Like, they had the sheep fur. It wasn't treated. It was just like a sheep's wool.
It's like the inside of an Ugg boot. But
if
that's
you,
crazy. Yeah.
If I'll say this about wool. I'm a big fan of wool's work.
Yeah.
Wool knows that. Wool and I are tight.
Go off on wool, bro.
But I have got an admission to make. I find wool... 100% wool impossible to wash. It always comes out smaller and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you hand washing?
Delicate cold wash should be a hand wash because if you think I'm fucking head over the sink scrubbing this thing with my hands, you've lost the plot.
Mm.
They come out fucking shrunk all the fucking time. You get wool jumpers always really nice. You're like, this motherfucker's wool and it's legit and it's Australian. And I love this jumper. It'll come out small and it gets to a point where you can't wear it anymore.
It says here, soak the sweater in cold water for 5 to 10 minutes before washing. And that'll stop it from shrinking.
Thank you, Dave.
There we go.
So you've got to do a bit of pre-work. You've got to prime this
thing.
You
got to prime it, which makes sense.
Foreplay.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to get this thing in the mood to be washed. You can't just go, we're washing you.
No. Because it
goes into its shell. It just goes, wow.
I'm not coming out to play.
Fuck that.
You got to prime me up before I'm fucking even thinking about hopping
grease
in that
the
water.
Oven.
Yeah. I'll fuck you.
Or preheat the oven.
Preheat the oven.
You don't grease an oven.
Always you preheat it.
Yeah.
It is also
180 degrees fan forced, generally speaking.
Well, fan forced or nothing else.
Put it this way. If you're not fan forced in your oven, I've got bigger questions for you. Huge questions. Because now I'm concerned about where you're at as a man or woman.
There's your quote.
I thought. Yep, that'll go up tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. I do. I know exactly what you mean.
Good. Good. Because if you aren't on my side, then I'm starting
well,
to question why we're sitting here.
Yeah, why we're sitting here. Well, what's this show about?
It's I don't know what it's about anymore, if you're not on my side.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a road rage incident as I was coming in here today. And I'll be honest, got me a little excited. And then it didn't eventuate. But as I was driving, this fucking absolute dead shit. Me and this car in front were coming out onto a main road as cars were going this way and that way. You know what I mean? It was a T intersection. No traffic lights.
Tough.
So we were going to turn left and this car that was coming from the left down has turned into our street and it looks like he's just turning in But what he's done is just done a fat U-turn. So the car in front of me is about to go to turn left, but this car's done this turn all the way around and almost fucking taken the front of it out. And then...
That's bold.
It was a fucking dickhead move. It was a dickhead move. So then the car in front of me's beeped and been like, what the fuck, dude? The car that has almost caused the accident has then continued to drive past. The car in front of me has then gone and turned to go after him and hooked it wide and gone into the lane of oncoming traffic and fanged it as quick as he could past him and then pulled back in front of this car as quick as he can and slammed on the brakes. And I'm like, holy shit, we're on here. I'm now... The asshole.
You're trailing the asshole.
I'm trailing the asshole. The asshole's in front.
So you're box row seat.
I'm front row seat.
Yeah, you're front row.
Slams.
You're ringside.
I'm ringside. Slams on the brakes. He gets out of his car. As soon as I
gets out.
This guy gets out of his car. As soon as he gets out of his car, I'm thinking, ooh,
where are you,
baby? Right up from the Wallara, coming here. It's like towards that intersection. That's like.
Like Ocean
at Street, the end of Queen Street. Street.
Yeah, so it's like Oxford Street, St. Ironfield Drive comes, or Oxford, it's just that Oxford Street and Lang Road, is it? Going down past
Yeah.
And he's I'm thinking, holy shit, he's gonna start. And then I'm like, is this guy getting out of his car? So I've just whacked the car in park and I'm getting ready for this thing to all kick off.
What would you have done?
Watched.
Yeah.
Unless it was like, you know, someone, I didn't know how old the guy was in the car in front of me. If some guy's getting that fucking shit kicked out of him, you probably want to help him. Or try and stop it. But I was there to watch.
Yep.
I was expecting you to just watch this thing.
Mm.
And he's walked up to the car. And again, I'm like, it's like watching a UFC fight where someone's walking to the ring. I'm like, oh, here we go. Gets to the car and just starts fucking abusing him through the window. And I'm waiting for the door to open. And then everyone starts beeping their horns because all this traffic stops and the guy walks back to the car. So it was a fucking blue balling. But I was trying to work out how I felt about it because I was like, the guy deserved to be given a serve. But I'm also like, if you step out of your car, you are escalating this shit to another level. Like, you're having a potential brawl on the streets.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm not sure that maneuver, although it's fucking brazen as fuck, deserves a flogging.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this guy... He needs a dressing down.
Mm.
How you go about that without removing yourself from your car, I don't know. Maybe just fucking slamming on the brakes and being a bit of a cunt.
Yeah,
just a reminder,
yeah.
Maybe. But getting out of the car, because if he gets out of his car, it's on for young and old.
And now you're starting a punch on the road for what was a dangerous, stupid maneuver, but like...
But to punch on... But to punch on, to come to blows?
On the road as well.
It's like, wild stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Some of those road rage incidents you see, like fucking car cams and shit. Outrageous.
Crazy.
People run each other over and shit.
I don't understand. Like,
you got to have something else going on in your life, don't you?
You'd think so. Yeah, you've got to have like a temper problem just in general.
Or you've had a kind of a...
Or you've had a really bad day. Could be both. Well, if you had a bad day and you got a bad temper, you're throwing hands.
Yeah.
But you are like... There is something about being on the road that makes you far more... Maybe it's that sort of like that you are driving these huge metal fucking...
Well, there's a bit at stake.
Yes.
Like lives and shit.
Lives. The most extreme being lives. Then it's like the fucking cost of damaging my fucking car. And then it's like the just general like interpersonal behavior of like... Why are you acting like such a cunt that you don't really have any other interactions with complete strangers like that where it's like your behavior is directly affecting me? Like this selfish behavior on the road.
More so than basically any other.
Well, like if you're in the shops and someone's like not just going to cut in front of you.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like the roads is a different social environment than almost any other.
Yeah.
Like the real world example or like analogy for cutting off is fucking walking up to the front of a line like Dior and just cutting in. But more brazen than that. It's more of a one-on-one thing. It's like I'm next and he just walks in. Like if I'm next to order at the coffee and he just fucking comes fucking straight in, looks at me and nabras me and then orders.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
See, I think the reason people do it on the roads is because people know there's no justice. they can do something dodgy, and if they get away with it, they're driving ahead of that guy. No one's going to come to them.
It kind of like it kind of takes it puts you at your base level a little bit. Like when yesterday when I was driving wherever the fuck, and I'm trying to get into another lane, and you know, like a lot of the times, if you're trying to get into a lane, one car will let one in, and then it'll go, and then
the next car,
you know what I mean?
No, it's 1-1.
That's how you do
it's
it.
It's like a zipper.
Yeah.
It's like a zipper. If you're that fuckwit that doesn't let me in, I'm
so
pissed off.
I am like just – I am in the process of getting in this lane and this bitch just – and I'm looking at her and she's refusing to make eye contact with me and just keeps driving. It's at a pace where like – it's not like we need to slam on brakes or having a crash. It's like she's just going, nah, you're not doing it. And I'm like – and she just like drives around me and then cuts me back. And I'm like – what the fuck is wrong with you?
If there's a lane merging, it's 1-for-1.
Yeah.
If you're the dickhead who took the fucking left lane knowing that there's parked cars ahead, you might be forced to wait, bruh. That's a risk you're taking.
That's a risk you're taking.
But if the lanes merge, it's 1-for-1.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Tell you another funny like observation on the road is if someone's on their phone and they're at the head of the lights and then you get a toot, they look up and they said the light's green. They've been fucking playing a shocker. They'll speed.
I did that too.
All the way up. Like they'll fucking fly up the road. As in like, whoa, like I'm making up for my fuck up.
Yes. I literally did that today.
Everyone does it. It's hilarious. Yeah. No one just goes, oops, sorry, and takes off at a gentle pace.
Because you're kind of going like, I want to give as many people as much time as possible to make the lights because I know I've caused this. So if I get out of the blocks quick.
Or is it more like I want to get away from my shocker.
There's that too, definitely, because you're embarrassed trying to drive away from your problems.
Yeah. Yes.
But you are certainly, I think, like going, come on, quick, sorry, like come with me. I'm sorry, I fucked up. Like there's space now, go. Now it's on you if you don't get off the mark quick, truck, you know?
No, the damage has been done.
I know, it has. I did do that on the way here though, it was a bad one. And I was like, fuck, that's embarrassing. The traffic here today was fucking just out of this world. Out of this world. Now that everything's unlocked, traffic, like, I did not realise how good it was. Like, you just got used to it.
Mate, I've been in lockdown. Me and Ella, like, cruising around, going to beaches and shit. So it's, like, winter, the lockdown. And I was like, fuck, this is good. Like, why don't we come here more on, like, the weekends in summer? And then it dawned on me, oh, there's a reason we don't. Because you can't get a fucking park.
And it's a nightmare.
And it's a fucking zoo. Yeah. And there's a million people around. That's why.
Which I'm like, why does anyone do it? Why does anyone do anything when it's just like pumping with people? You're like, I fucking hate this shit. There's either no space to go and sit down and enjoy yourself, or there's no parks anywhere, or it's just complete chaos. I sort of go like,
it's hard to justify living in the city when you're also like.
Like
I want space.
Yeah, yeah.
I love space. I want space. Give me space.
It actually is like you can't even justify your complaint. You can't be like really whinging.
No, you can't whinge because you fucking...
You choose to live here.
Exactly, bruh.
Yeah.
You live in like one of the most densely populated places in the country.
Yeah, comfortably.
Comfortable. Well, it would be.
Yeah, it would be probably the most densely populated place in the country.
So you've got to shut the fuck up and wear it, bruh.
Yeah. Make your peace with it and just...
Hard to make your peace with it when you want space.
It is. I tell you what else is hard when you have kids now as well. And it's
and
like.
You got to bump in, bump out.
Bumping in, bumping out of everything. And a beach bump in, bump out's fucked as well because they're wet and sandy. Like, what do you do? Just wet and sandy as fuck.
Well, shower them.
Sure, but.
Name me a better feeling than a nice, refreshing, cold beachside shower after it. Like on the way from the beach or after a dip, get that salt off, start to feel fresh and alive again.
I like the salt remaining on my body for a period of time. I'm almost more of a shower at home operator.
Yeah, but if I've left the beach and I'm going to go for a fucking, you know, I might sit down and have a nice bit of sushi and a couple of beers.
100%, you got to shower.
I want to de-salt.
Because there is a point that you reach where having it on your body turns to like, you're now like a bit of fish that's been left in the sun for too long.
Well, I know I'm crusty and I can feel it on me and it's now becoming a little uncomfortable.
I like the crustiness in your face, like sure, your eyebrows and your hair.
Not on your back and shit.
Well, it's good, as I say, it's good to a point. You dry out, you're a bit salty, it's nice, it's a hot, you know, summer breeze rolling through. But then you're at the pub, as you say, sinking a couple, sushi, whatever, and you just start getting, then you start to sweat over the top of it.
If you go to the pub for a couple and you haven't desalted, I'm suspicious.
Well, if you sweat on top of the salt.
Well, yeah, of course you will. It's summer in Australia.
Yeah.
These places aren't perfectly air-conditioned. There's usually a window open. There might be a light breeze, but it's still hot as fuck.
And if you're getting into a Yahoo,
especially if you're in the sun, you don't have an umbrella.
Yeah.
You're in desperate trouble. Yeah. 38 degrees. Good luck to you, sir. You'll be sweating.
All the best.
You'll be sweating, 100%.
Yeah. All the best to you, sir.
All the best to you, sir. But you're playing a shocker.
A nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
But you're right. I do agree with you. A nice summer shower. I also just am looking forward to... I don't know if we've spoken about this, but apparently we're meant to have another La Nina this year, another wet summer.
I was told that we weren't, but now it's looking like La Nina coming back to party.
Yeah, my brother, shout out to Willie Berms, he told me that it was a La Nina. I believe it was him that told me that we got another wet summer coming. Dave?
I'm on it.
How do they not know? I thought this was predictable.
Not enough planes in the sky.
So isn't it the currents that dance between South America and...
It is something to do with
and Australia?
That.
Yeah. I think so.
But I think they say that sometimes you get...
Dance across the Pacific, yeah. Tom?
It's an aquatic dance.
Another wet one, you reckon? That's not good. That's not good at all.
No, it's not. But I love a summer.
Oi, mate. Oi, if you're... weather gods. If you're prepared to provide me and the punter and, of course, the dribbler... with sun from the moment my eyes awaken through to like 4 o'clock, thunderstorm for 4 till 6, and then clear again, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. That's
kill out,
fine.
Kill off some humidity.
That's not a problem. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I love fucking storms.
That's a perfect day.
It's a perfect day. I love fucking storms. I've already got a good sun in, and you're going to stop so I can go out and rip and tear at night. Thanks for coming. That's fine. You do you. But if I wake up and it's overcast all day and it's fucking muggy as all get out and
that's
it's humid and it's not raining and it's just overcast, I'm pissed the fuck off.
And then it rains like, you know, maybe 2 or 3. Just drip like the...
You can rain, but give me sun before you rain. Don't just threaten rain, but don't.
No, if you rain, you better rain. That's more what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't be overcast.
Don't be overcast and humid. Just rain like there's no tomorrow.
I can't do overcast.
I need end of days sort of rain.
Yes. Yes. But not all the time.
No, fuck no.
But you know what I mean.
What do you got for us, Dave?
So the Bureau of Meteorology has said that there's about a 50% chance of La Nina coming on the little scale that they've
That's
got.
That's as vague as fuck.
Well,
50%?
Yeah, hang on. Okay, we're not done yet.
They're slacking.
They've taken some time off.
Oh my God, the meteorologists. What have they done the last 2 years?
Fuck
Absolutely
all.
Fuck all.
So you've got on their like scale, you've got inactive, watch, alert, and La Nina. And we're at watch, so we're not at alert yet. They said that 5 of the 7 climate models that they monitor are indicating La Nina thresholds will be met in November and December. There are all these categories of what classifies a La Nina. But they said if it does come, which as they said, they got no clue because they said 50%, but it will be more moderate than last year. It won't be as intense.
This is as vague as might happen. If it does, might not be that bad. Flipping coins. Yeah, they're coin flipping big time.
That's what they do. They wake up in the morning, they go, will it rain? Yes or no? No, won't rain.
Maybe you should start doing that every morning, just giving a weather update, flip a coin.
Will it rain?
Yeah.
Nope.
There we go.
Yep.
We should actually start doing that and see how many times we're right compared to the weatherman.
I would say the same. Because that's what they're doing.
Give a daily forecast and a 7-day forecast. Yep. Wednesday, yep. All right, Thursday,
yep. 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 Oh, God.
Jesus
Seriously,
Christ.
You'd be closer.
Yeah, you probably would.
You'd be closer.
But
looking forward to summer in the greatest nation of all.
Well, it's getting hot apparently tomorrow, Friday, meant to be 30, 32.
32. Yeah. It's hot yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Felt hot this morning.
It was hot when we walked in here.
Yeah.
There was some humidity to it. Well, not humidity, sorry, but some warmth to it.
Good stuff.
I just want to see if there's anything else. Thick Ropes County 11 back this weekend, Eddie. First game back, Sunday, 1 o'clock at Centennial Park.
Good luck to you.
I'm not playing, but I will be going at some point.
The Slippery Bucks are also back next Thursday, Centennial Park.
There we go.
Thursday night. Pumped.
Ready to rip.
Ready to rip.
That's good stuff. So the two biggest sporting franchises in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Well, in the history of the world, much better.
A back ready to rip and tear.
Yeah.
I saw this last night come across my newsfeed. It was on the radio before, actually. Just around how Australian Defence isn't going to open an investigation into UFOs, much like the Pentagon has. But so they've sort of been going through like this Senate inquiry, I think, the Pentagon has, into, you know, footage of UFOs and the existence of UFOs. Yeah. And it's just shocking to me that this isn't being talked about more, where there is literally the Pentagon, right, in charge of intelligence for the US, being like, yeah, like, we're pretty sure it's not UFOs, but we actually don't know it could be.
Yeah, they sound like the weather fucking people going, ah, about 50% sure, but it could not be anything. It could be the fucking
aliens. They're basically admitting, yeah.
It could be, yeah.
Could be UFOs, sure.
But that's what's crazy about...
The fucking head of NASA's like, yeah, could be.
But I think there's so much more that they're not telling us.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you know what the like, fucking...
But they're almost setting us up for it. Being like, it could be. Listen, dude,
that's how they got to ease us into it. There are these whole theories like, you know, about why we have this picture of like a little grey alien and like why there are pictures of aliens and what they look like is because if they just like fucking reveal it to us one day, there's aliens. Everyone will lose their shit. People need to be like, oh, this is familiar and I understand it.
But mate, like we don't even fucking, it's like people are more concerned with like Dave Chappelle getting canceled than the idea of like fucking aliens potentially coming. It's
mate,
like,
that's all anyone's talking about is Dave Chappelle and his fucking special. Why are we talking about the head of NASA and the Pentagon admitting that, yeah, could be fucking aliens, these UFOs? No one seems to give a fuck. I'm like, this is outrageous. They could come out and go, mate, there's absolutely no way. Like, we're not 100% sure what it is, but this is what it could be.
Yeah.
There's an investigation opened by the Pentagon into what the fuck this shit is because they've got no fucking clue. No clue.
And they're not even doing anything about it. We're just like, nah.
People don't bat an eyelid. It's like, oh, fucking the Kardashians is coming back. They're not on E anymore.
Did you hear that Khloe Kardashian fucking is marrying Blink-182 drummer?
Like, yeah, that's...
That's cool and all. Sure. But what about aliens? Unless he is an alien. That's the only way you'll get him interested. Kourtney Kardashian marrying an alien.
Maybe. That's why he's such a good drummer.
He's a fucking good drummer.
Ooh, okay, I was reading this ABC article, probably the one that Eddie saw. It says, in 2011, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that the Australian Defence Department's files on UFO sightings, which they sought under a Freedom of Information request, had either gone missing or destroyed.
Oh my God. You know what? Fucking conservative Australia, probably, they've probably got heaps of shit. And they're like, nah, don't tell the people anything. Keep them in the dark.
There's a yarn about like fucking a school, and again, we probably don't have time to get into it, but of a school in South Australia, it was like a mass UFO sighting where like an entire school of kids basically saw a UFO land in their like back of their fucking schoolyard or some shit. Now, is this as vague as it gets? Yes, but Dior is Dioring. There's something about it though where it's like, because like mass UFO sightings are... ones that, you know, are sort of the most interesting to people because it's like, it's not some old grandma on the back of her porch in the middle of fucking nowhere going, oh, I saw a fucking...
Yeah, who's also blind.
Who's also blind and drinks. So there was one there. There was also one in like Africa somewhere.
I think there was one recently in New South Wales, another UFO sighting, like the other day.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know that.
But it's interesting that they go to look for the information that the Australian government's supposed to have. It's gone missing like fuck it has.
Yeah.
And then when asked if they're going to open an investigation, they say no. I'm like, well, hang on. What about these mass sort of sightings? The fact that all your fucking information is gone. The Pentagon's doing one. Am I missing something? Feels like...
The UFO sighting that you're talking about in September over Queensland and New South Wales, they came out and said it was just a Chinese rocket. It wasn't a UFO. Which I don't know if that's more reassuring or less.
A Chinese rocket over Australian fucking skies?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that about? Tom?
I don't fucking know.
No, okay, they said it was the plume.
Was that they're putting satellites and shit in the sky or something?
Maybe, but they said it was the plume of the Chinese rocket, which is like the exhaust which comes out during the launch.
I'm not buying it. We got fucking aliens, dude.
Aliens are here.
Yeah, they're here.
Is that us?
I think that's us.
Saddle Club, 3 p.m. this Saturday. Tune in. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a giggle.
Hello Sport YouTube channel. And we're also going to be singing some piss at the Clovelly Hotel beforehand. Shout out to all the sponsors, About Even on YouTube and on podcast now as well.
Bye-bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.